and of Flanders.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 7th of December. Can I just say, I'm now counting in sleeps, 18 sleeps till Christmas.
18.
I've been counting since 15 weeks ago.
So. Well, since September.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I've been counting down, and it's only 18 sleeps 18 till Christmas.
So are you excited about that, Amanda?
No, not at all. Okay. I am.
Is anybody in your family excited about
it? I love Christmas.
And have you put your Christmas decorations up?
Oh, God, yeah. The tree went up 2 weeks ago.
Have you got... are you a big one for, like, the fancy lights on the outside of the house?
I'm not allowed. Oh, Paul won't let me.
Oh, right.
I keep saying I'm going to get these big lights out, and he's like, no. We have got some fairy lights in one of the bushes. And as over the years, this isn't going to go, and we're going to have blow-up snowmen. And don't worry, he's not listening today. And, you know, you can get those carriages. You can get, like, Father Christmas in your sleigh. And, all going to go in the front garden. We've got a big front garden. We might as well fill it with lights. And those projectors that project snowflakes all over.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah. Once I've been shopping this weekend, Paul, all the lights are going in the garden.
You're going to be a tourist attraction in the town. You're going to have like 50 cars an hour coming past, stopping, blocking all the traffic.
That's fine. We can charge them a pound.
Put a little donations tin on the outside
donations
for charity.
Tin. Exactly. Yeah. Always. Great way to earn money for charity.
Yeah.
But it is, yes, just 18 weeks. As you can hear, my co-host today is the fabulous Mark Goldfinch.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Amanda.
Hello. Welcome, welcome back, Mark. Mark, I never know how to describe you, but I guess it's marketing expert. How do you like to title
definitely
yourself?
Definitely not a guru. I don't like
not
that
guru.
No,
don't like guru.
Not a guru. No. I'm a communications professional from 30 years of experience. So
communication specialist.
Yeah, pretty much all channels.
I've done that as your title.
All channels from book publishing through to social media, through to standing on stage giving talks to thousands of people.
Yep.
In three languages, in three continents.
Exactly. See, we should say the multi.
That doesn't mean I'm incontinent. By the way.
We just call you the multi-talented Mark Goldfinch. And our guest in the studio today is Monique Gibbs. Sorry, Monique, I got that wrong.
Right.
From ACD Recruitment.
And hi, Monique, welcome.
Brought along with her consultant, Diane.
Hello.
I think your surname, Diane.
Diana Culver.
Diana Culver. I do apologise. I'm terrible with names.
That's fine.
I should know better. On the radio, I should know better, shouldn't
I? Hi, Diana, welcome.
But they're our guests, and we've welcomed them into the studio today.
What a day. I'm very, very pleased I drove today because...
Oh, it's horrific out there, isn't it?
I was just leaving Deal, and it came on the radio, basically no trains because a tree hit a train on the track.
Really?
Another train had to rescue it. And then I came through Dover, and there are torrential seas overtopping the harbour, all the harbour arms and everything. Yeah, God. No trucks. That was one good thing. And then 50 mile an hour winds and torrential rain on the M20. So luckily no trucks.
Yeah, so that's the thing though. I think
who would be a truck driver? Who would be an HGV driver in this weather?
It's the wind, isn't it? Not the rain.
Yeah,
which is horrific. But
no snow though.
And are you organised for Christmas? Are you set, ready to go?
I will be. I'm away this weekend. I'm staying with some old friends in Cheltenham. So
nice.
I'm very excited. I'm going off to the show. So
good.
Yes, when I get back, basically it will be Christmas.
Good.
Yes.
Good. And ladies, are you sorted? Presents bought? Free up?
I'm almost sorted. I've got my big birthday next week, and then I'm off to Iceland for the weekend.
Ooh, fantastic.
So, yeah, I'm being treated.
Are you 40 next week?
Sorry?
How old are you next week?
Oh, don't say that on air.
39.
I'm
going to say big, I assume.
I know, it's big, mate. It's the last one
that's
in my 30s.
Big.
I always say I'm 40-12. So it's... Sounds more like a tennis score.
I think I'm done. I'm done. Present, yeah.
Can I just say, as a bloke, I've actually got some Christmas presents.
Yeah, you
so I've
good.
Actually been planning and got some Christmas. I'm usually quite good, and I think a lot of folks are quite good these days.
Did you do it in the shops, or did you do it all online?
No. It's just like some are more personalised, and I know I've been there with the papier-mâché.
Really?
No. Making them.
He really hasn't.
Watching back copies of Blue Peter, because you get a complete Blue Peter box set now from like 50 years worth.
I think it just gets difficult the older they get, doesn't it, and the more expensive.
People don't
I miss
want
the days when you can give them a box and that was enough.
Yeah.
You can't anymore, can you?
No.
To be fair, you probably could, and they probably would still have fun with it.
Mm.
Fill it up with, you know, polystyrene bits, make
I'll
it like a snow.
Makes sense. This year, we're going to put a wrapping paper over the door. You do that every year, don't you?
I do that
for
my children every year.
I've never done that. I can't. I'm going to do it this year for a first.
They come down and smash their presents in the lounge, and we go 1, 2, 3, and then they bash through the paper food to the lounge door.
I'm definitely
and they
doing that this year.
Love it. So that's a little Christmas.
Oh, tradition. Cool! I quite like that idea.
Amanda, you're giving us a Christmas present as well on the 21st.
Yeah, we got.
And
a
we're giving
special.
The audience a Christmas present as well, because it's actually a special Christmas edition, isn't it?
It is. I've got all four co-hosts in the studio.
That'd be a riot.
It's going to be a riot.
There's like a party.
Yeah, we'll be party, because there will be cake and bubbles as well.
Not bubbles.
We'd like an excuse for bubbles. Yeah, definitely come on the train. Paul's coming in to drive me.
Okay. So that's Friday the 21st, isn't it?
That is for 21st and 2 weeks' time.
Fantastic.
Our last show of the year. So it's going to be a good one.
Is that a review of the year?
Yes, and what we like to do this time of year as well is we like to start talking goals and plans and stuff. And
of course,
some people,
2019 coming up.
Well, some people don't believe in setting goals. No,
crazy.
Dropping no names, Paul Andrews.
You do, don't you?
I do.
No, not Paul. No, Mark. No. My partner Paul, who does the main radio show, Bunker Business Bunker,
on Tuesdays, 1 till 3.
1 till 3. Yeah, we had a big debate last year about goals and goal setting and everything. So it's interesting because it's one of those things. If you set goals, it can limit what you do. But if you set goals with the thought that you will find ways to get there, and if you get something else come up on the way, you won't completely dismiss it because it's not your goal. You'll consider doing something different.
I love
takes
goals.
You into goals.
Yeah, I love goals as well. I think it's basically long-term goal means that you can seize opportunities as they come by along the way. So basically you go,
how can I
make that work for me to do that?
I've had long-term goals at Weight Watchers for years and I've never got to goals. So thankfully I'm more successful at my business than I am at my weight, but there you go. Another story.
And we'll come on to your business
radio
success.
Show.
Yeah, I know. We're going to come on to your business success after in the second half of the show today.
Yeah.
Very, very much looking forward to hearing about ACD recruitment and Monique's amazing backstory.
Absolutely.
In what the blood, sweat and tears that you've had over the years, raising a family and building a business at the same time.
Raising
it's going to be
husband.
Awesome.
Raising a husband, exactly. And we've got all that to come.
Is he listening as well?
We do always, as ever, want to hear from the listeners out there as well. So do give us your tweets at Bunker Extra with an X, with hashtag Be Extra, Be Bunker. Let us know, are you ready for Christmas? And also, do you wind down at Christmas? You know, how long are you having off over Christmas? All those type of things we want to know. We have had a tweet from the lovely Kate Athelbray at Athelbray Limited on the Twitter. We hate you, Kate. Cards written, presents bought, and today is the type of day for sitting in front of fire wrapping the presents. So she's all organised and watching Love Actually. Yeah, you can't have Christmas without watching Love Actually.
And a Baileys.
And a Baileys.
You always need a Baileys.
I don't like Baileys. No, I'm not a Baileys.
They've got different
mulled wine for sure.
Baileys, they've got lots of different types of Baileys.
I don't like
now.
Coffee.
Oh, you don't like coffee?
So I don't like anything that's got coffee flavours.
Oh, okay.
Amaretto. I could do amaretto. Yeah.
I prefer a gin.
Gin. Yeah, see, even with all the different flavoured gins these days, I can't get into gin. I just keep trying them. I was like, I just don't like gin.
You have to keep trying.
Yeah, keep trying, though, of course. And also, they're getting a little bit quieter at Athelbray, so they do a lot of training. So people are still training, but the last day is not till the 18th. And Christmas, I've got my Christmas jumper on, Kate. You'll see it later. We're going to wear my
I can
Christmas.
Just see some antlers.
You see my antlers?
Yeah.
I have to move away from the microphone, though.
Yeah.
I dug out my Christmas jumper.
We should have bought ours, Monique.
Yes. Yeah, from now on, so next week's guest.
Yeah, balls.
And on the Christmas show, we want everyone wearing their Christmas jumpers, please. You can also give us a call on the show today if you want to. We're getting so sidetracked today. What's wrong with us? Mark, you normally keep us in check, but we're wandering all over the place today.
Well, we've got so much to talk about. And isn't it? Well, the weather's exciting. The season
it's
is
Christmas.
Exciting. It's. We've got
nearly
some
the end of
guests
the year.
In the studio.
We need some snow. That will cheer me up.
No.
Well, we want some snow when we're on holiday at home without having to travel.
Yeah, anywhere. In those 2 weeks where we haven't got to go anywhere, that's fine. We can sort of
I'd love it.
You see, it snowed so much this year, though, and it was just, just cold.
Yeah, it was kind of the wrong time, wasn't it? It was in sort of March, which is a bit, it's kind of everybody's fed up with winter. But
exactly.
That's kind of family time, isn't it? You get stuck in the house, you can't go out, you go to see neighbours you haven't spoke to for ages, you play in the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's all right for 1 or 2 days, but then it gets boring after that.
What do you think, Di?
Oh, my kids love it.
At least a week we need. At least
as
a week.
As long as they get a day off school.
Baked beans, hot chocolate.
Many years ago, I worked in a school. And I will not mention the school, but I think probably most of the teachers are retired by now anyway. And the teachers were more excited about the school shutting than the kids were. Seeing them come up to the window. It's like, are we going to shut the school? Are we going to shut the school? You know, basically, oh, no, surely those buses can't get up that hill.
And that's a massive debate on its own, is it? Yes. Are they going to shut
the school?
We've got
to call the bus company now. Get this school shut and off in their four-wheel drive. That was the teachers.
That was teachers, exactly. Yeah, but anyway, we don't want snow. We want to hear from you, the listeners. If you want to give us a call in the studio on 01233 220035, 01233 220035, and you can email us. Okay, we've got a new year, so 18 days till Christmas, and then add another 7, and then that's it, the end of 2018.
Yes, what are your goals? Coming. What are your goals? And also for next week's show, you know, basically, what are your goals for 2019? We'd like to hear. What are your New Year's resolutions? Do you make New Year's resolutions?
No, everyone breaks their New Year's resolutions.
No, I think I agree with that. I don't make New Year's resolutions, but I do make goals for long-term and medium-term goals.
Goals are good. Girls are definitely good. Mm-hmm. But give us an email. We have got some guest spots. We've got some guest spots coming up. We have some guest spots coming up in the new year. So if you'd like to come on and tell us all about yourself and your business, if you've got events coming up, you know we like talking about events here on the show, so let us know.
That's a good segue, Amanda. I like that. It's like, you're going to talk about
it's
events
like
now.
I put it together. So we are going to talk about events. Do give us an email, bunkerextra@gmail.com. Now, on last week's show, we did have Molly. Molly was back.
Yeah, fantastic.
We all know Molly. Monique and Diana have the pleasure of being in the office next to Molly.
We do.
Morning, Molly.
Morning, Molly.
We know everything, Molly. They can hear everything through the walls, and they've shared everything with us. And nice. Our guest last week was great. It was the magician Stu Weller.
Yeah.
So he's such a great story. And then did you see the video of the trick he did after the show?
With the cards?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was fantastic. We were like, no way. It was cool. It was really good. But we have
You didn't see how he did it then?
No, I was videoing it. I have watched the video back several times and I still can't see.
Well, it is magic then.
Exactly. Yeah. It was a card trick, but no, it was cool. It was very, very good. But yeah, do keep those tweets coming in. I almost forgot. Look, see, I'm not with it at all today. Talking of events, before we talk about the events coming up, because there's not a huge amount going on in December, but we're now looking at into January, and I've got some save the dates for May and September as well for next year. Yeah, we've been organised this year.
Wow.
Last night I went to the Business Diaries.
Yes.
Business Diaries of 2018. It was a Christmas one.
For charity.
Yep. We raised funds for the Street Soccer Foundation. Mm-hmm. And Keith Mathert was there. And the speakers were, let me see if I can get this right. So we had Shotti Coker, who was the winner of the Speakers Platform, which is the event I ran back in September. He did very well. We had the young Ben Abbott. Mm-hmm. Morning, Ben. He is young, and also he looks very young. So his name now is the young Ben Abbott. He says he grows a beard just to make himself look older than 12.
And he's a voice expert, so he would have been excellent as a speaker.
He was fantastic. There was Kirsten Gibb. I'm terrible. Exactly. Was it Kirsten Gibbs? I think it was Kirsten Gibbs. I'm going to have to look it up. Sorry, Lisa. I'm forgetting everyone's names. Jilly Monk from All Health Matters. She was brilliant.
And so it was about doing a good turn.
It was a good turn. And so Paul the Cheese. A good turn. And the stories were brilliant. It was a really good, fun night. And if you look on social media, I did do a group selfie at the end.
I did? Yeah, I saw that.
Which took a few takes because they were all laughing at me because I was squatting down with my selfie stick like that and they were all making comments behind me. And
It is awesome. I haven't been able to get there. It's quite a long way from where I am. So I wasn't able to get there last night. But the if you can get there, it's at the Innovation Centre at Rochester.
Oh, Rochester.
And so it's such a great format. And Lisa Settle has been organising it now it's going into the third year. January, so begin, get along if you can.
Yeah, it's good. It's almost like a networking evening, but it's storytelling. So people telling their stories, and
it's people in business telling
people
their
in
stories.
Business. Yeah, so sometimes it's their background to their business, but sometimes it's just a general story, which is really nice because you just get to connect with people differently rather than it being a pitch or telling them about the business. It is about them as a person.
It's a completely different dimension of their backstory, of their history, and it's not really related to the business necessarily, but sometimes it's the reason why they started a business. Mm. Something that disrupted their life. One of the events that I spoke at this one last year I spoke at.
Was it the Christmas one last year?
Yeah, it was the gift, and that was awesome. Lots of fantastic stories there. And the other ones that I've been to, there's people sharing really, really heartfelt stories about and such a. Such a brave way, basically, to share these stories in public about various car crashes, traumas, but they've got through it, and they wanted to share the story. They've got through it, survived, and thrived afterwards.
Yeah, no, it was cool. But it was another good evening. So well done, Lisa.
Yeah, well done, Lisa.
And thank you for keeping me supplied with Prosecco all evening. It made it a lot more fun. It was really good. But events coming up. So I've mixed them all up a bit here, but do yours first. So we have got dates for your diary. So get your pens ready these dates in your diary.
Which is next week, actually. Friday the 14th of December at 6 p.m. This is very exciting. This is the Chambers at Folkestone, TEDx Folkestone Pitch Night. And this is, we're looking for our 2019 speakers and performance with ideas that fit the theme of a reimagined future. So if you're interested in doing a TEDx talk in Folkestone, in 2019, go along Friday the 14th, next Friday, to the Chambers at Folkestone, 6 p.m. next Friday, and talk to Lou about becoming a speaker.
Yeah, that looks quite good, actually. So if you've ever always fancied doing...
She was on your event as well.
She did, yeah, she did the speakers platform. But if you've ever wanted to be part of TEDx, get on the stage and share, TEDx Folkestone is really good. So, yeah, get in contact with Liu and find out more about that. Mm-hmm. Tell you what, do all of yours and I'll do mine because they're sort of semi in date order.
I'm going to go to some Friday the 11th of January. Now, I know this one because I went to the equivalent one this year. So basically, Friday the 11th of January, Kent Business Summit, University of Kent, Canterbury. Quite a serious event, this long event. Bringing public and private sectors together with startups and entrepreneurs to discuss how to sustain economic growth for the county and for the country. Get more details on bizradio.co.uk/KBS. And that's a joint venture between all the chambers, the Institute of Directors, Kent County Council and Kent University Business School. So that's a major, major event. Lots of very, very highfalutin people there.
Yeah, Paul's running... he's one of the round tables there.
Yeah.
On diversity in the workplace.
Yeah.
So that should be really good.
And final one that I've got, Thursday the 24th of January, 2 p.m. at your place, basically. So at the St. George Hotel, Chatham, ZC Academy, Zoe Cairns. Come and learn some quick wins and the latest news and updates on social media. Mm. And that's an afternoon. Go along to zcsocialmedia.com to book your place on Thursday the 24th of January.
See, that's 24th of January. It's not that long away, guys.
No,
I'll meet you next year. So next year's not that long away. It's coming up fast. Is that all you've got?
I've got the three.
Is that you?
Yeah.
So then it's me. Oh, look, I sneak one in out of order here. So another one at Dragon, actually. Roland runs a lot of really great events there. So I thought this was a good one to put on, which is Thursday the 17th of January. It's Waffle 6.
Oh, wow.
So the next Waffle. So it's networking, but not networking. We don't do networking. We waffle. So they have waffles. They have fresh coffee.
So clever, isn't he, Ryan?
Yeah. They have fresh waffles. I've never been, and I've always seen the waffles. They look amazing. You can dress them up and put all sorts of things on your waffles. You can, you know, have your fruit to be healthy, and then smother them with ice cream and chocolate, which is great.
Still one of your five a day.
Yeah, exactly. It's officially not networking, but it is waffling. It's business owners getting together and waffling. But if you go to dragoncoworking.co.uk or follow them. It's one of those days on Facebook, and you can book onto that. They're great fun, and they're really good to go to. So go along to that. Now the rest of the dates I've got are for next year. So literally put these dates in your diary. You need to remember them. May the 1st to the 3rd, Social Day is back again. So Social Day is the UK's most engaging social media marketing event. Over 30 sessions and two fantastic drinks receptions, all for the cost of one price. So this is run by the lovely Lucy Hall from Aviso. And she's really built and grown this event now. It's gone from being a one-day event to a three-day event.
Wow.
And it really, this is sort of for people in social media marketing or who are advanced in social media and want to be kept up to date with all the trends and what's going on. Such a great event. So if you go to socialday.co.uk, you can find out more. Literally put the date in your diary, 1st to the 3rd of May. Then on Thursday the 9th of May is the next Venues and Events Expo Southeast at the Kent Event Centre in Detlin, a one-day exhibition for event professionals, PAs, VAs and business owners who want to meet great venues and suppliers for their events. So we haven't opened the booking for that yet. That's going to be open in January, but we have got exhibitors booking on. And if you go to venueseventsexpo.co.uk, on the website, we've got the video from this year and also the virtual reality walk around of the exhibition. Taya, it's so awesome. You can literally just walk around the exhibition and see how all the stands were and everything. So it's really great. So put that in your diary. And then at the end of May's busy again next year. So the 31st of May is the next ZC Live. So the fabulous Zoe Cairns and Gareth Cairns from ZC Social Media run a free event every year. Again, getting great speakers and covering all different aspects of social media and keeping you up to date with what's going on. So that's free. So put that date in your diary. And one more date for your diary, which is, I know people don't want to think about next September, but you know, time flies by. So I want you to put it on your radar. Thursday, the 26th of September, will be the Tech Expo Southeast, the first ever tech exhibition in the Southeast for business owners who want to find out what technology is out there to help them build and grow their business. If you go to techexpouk.com, you'll get more details there. So that's your year sorted. It's Christmas again. There we go. It goes so far. It goes so fast, though. You have to put these dates in your diary. Yeah, you have to get them out there because time absolutely flies by. So we are now going to have a bit of a musical interlude. And when we come back, we're going to be hearing all about Monique and her business and how it got started and everything that led up to it, that's in it and everything like that. So all about you next, Monique. Let's have a bit of music. Of course, it's Christmas. So we're going to do a bit of Christmassy music. And then we'll be back after this.
Do we have to sing along?
If you know the words... So do you know the words?
Oh, 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 I'll wait till the chorus comes on.
Yeah. Oh, 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 yeah. I'm watching it fall. Lots of people around. Baby, please come home.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Phoenix Analysts Limited. Business consultants commissioning, procurement and quality assurance services. Helping you to get the most out of your business. Check our website for more details. PhoenixAnalystsLimited.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
And welcome back. You are listening to the Business Bunk Extra Radio Show. Thank you, Mark. On bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 7th of December. We have just 18 sleeps till Christmas.
Woo-hoo! 18 sleeps.
18 sleeps. Well, so they started doing sleeps now, so it's, you've got to count in sleeps, you see.
I think it was always, I used to work with South Africans about 20 years ago, and they always said that. So basically, it's 12 sleeps until the flight, because they were always kind of moving on to the next thing. So I think that's, and when I've lived abroad, basically it's always 12 sleeps until the flight home or your holiday or something.
I've never thought of it that way until having a child, and see, for children it's always.
See, I was always told 12 days before, 12 days after.
Yeah.
And Christmas doesn't start until the 12th day before.
Yeah.
But you die.
Yeah.
You like that, or you a first?
First is December.
No.
29th of November.
Our tree doesn't go up to 12 days before. We don't really do
it
too much.
As soon as I can.
Yeah, we was up at the 30th of November.
I'm a bit worried. We've got some guests in the studio, and they look like they're leaving because they've got their coats on.
Are you cold? The aircon is off as well. You're a bit cold.
So
you're staying. Oh, good. All right.
As long as you stay, I do keep forgetting because I've always loved Christmas, and I'm very, always excited about Christmas. But also, my daughter's birthday is Boxing Day.
So it's all
the added thing. So she is like triply excited at this time of year. So
how do you manage that? What do you?
Well, Boxing Day is her birthday now. So literally, when she goes to bed on Christmas night, I then blow up the balloons, put up the banners. So when she comes down the next morning, it's her birthday.
Good.
And so it's all about her birthday. She has a birthday cake and everything. But we do party the weekend after or something like that. Although she's not having a party this year. She's going to Port Liam. We're going to hopefully feed the cheetahs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's her cheetahs are her favourite animals. See, so
how old is she?
She'll be 7.
Oh, that's a lovely age.
I know. I don't want her to grow up anymore.
Still cute.
Stop. Vulnerable. Stop growing.
Well behaved.
To be fair, she's a very good child. I'm very touch wood. Things I always say that to people, and then the next day she like plays me up. But I am not looking forward to her being a teenager because she is also a mini me. So
it
I just know the older, clashing's going
to
happen.
I'm finding it tougher now they're getting a bit older.
Well, you cross that bridge when you come to it.
Yeah. They get opinions and,
Well, that's the thing though. You grow them up. You bring them up to be strong, opinionated people because you want them to be.
Independent.
But
you don't like it.
Exactly. No, but not with me. Yeah. You could be like
then
everybody
they have
else.
No respect.
It's like, oh God, it's really hard. So you have how many children, Monique?
I've got two daughters.
And how old are they?
11. Yeah. Ronnie and Roxy from EastEnders, we say.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Most definitely. Would you say, Di?
Yes.
So you run, obviously, let's get to talk to you. You've got ACD recruitment. You've been in the recruitment industry for quite a long time. So did you
I was 23.
I was going to say, did you go straight 56. Into it?
No, I trained as a veterinary nurse and I had a bit of ill health. So I had to sort of use my personality really, and I've got an awful large mouth.
Notice that at all, really.
And so recruitment was a way really for someone like me, quite extroverted.
What brought you into that? What stood out? What happened that made you think, yes, I'm going to try recruitment?
I just walked into a recruitment agency one day, sat down, registered, got speaking to the MD, as you do, and he just said, Monique, I really think you've got something going. Can I send you on a course to Birmingham for 3 days? I took a punt, I went along, met lots of other people, were very like-minded people. And I got the job, started off as a service consultant at Blue Arrow in Chatham, and that was it.
Brilliant. And so how long were you with Blue Arrow?
10 years.
Wow. 10 years.
Well, first of all, it was People Direct. They changed their names. We had ACD Recruitment, People Direct. Not ACD Recruitment. I think it started off as ABC Recruitment or something. People Direct, and they got taken over by Blue Arrow, which was a corporate. And so I stayed there, was made a sector manager. It was fine. It was lovely. And then an opportunity came up to start up on my own, and that's what I done when I was 32.
So what took you to start on your own? Did you have enough of doing it for other people and you wanted to start your own business?
It was very corporate. I didn't mind going out doing like sort of the big speeches, taking the PowerPoints, but I wanted to be real. I wanted to talk about me and how what I felt I could bring to the industry rather than a PowerPoint. And I wanted to be able to manipulate the figures, the margins, make it real.
Yeah.
So that's what I've done really and took the opportunity in that. I've never looked back really. It's been hard.
Yes.
Well, we'll get into some of the trials and tribulations.
Best thing I've done, actually.
Yeah.
2004. When I took the leap of faith.
So, yeah, 14,
as it says on my website.
14 seems to be 15 years, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm still there. So.
Well done.
I'm still standing.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hello. So, and which segment? What?
We're driving in industrial and office. 24, yeah, everything really. When, yeah. If someone decent comes in, I'll try to mark them out into that sector. Yeah. I've put traffic wardens out. I've put engineers out. I've put secretaries out. I've put legal secretaries out. I've put class ones out. I think that if someone comes in, I'm a bit of a ball negotiator. And if I don't know how to do it, I'll ask for help.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I think what will probably help, because obviously a variety of different people listen to the show, is to explain exactly what a recruitment company does.
Before we get into that, can we bring in Diana?
Just bring in Diana.
Oh, okay.
Just to say something, because you're sitting there. You made the effort to come all the way from much
time. She came for moral support, but now we're making her talk on air as well.
She loves it.
So ACD Recruitment has been going 15 years.
Yes.
And Diana, have you been there most of the time?
No, I haven't.
We have known each other a long time,
though. We've been good friends for about 6 years. Our daughter's been at the same school, so that's how we became friends. Mummy friends. And then I came on board with Monique. Monique was looking to grow the business in the last couple of months, looking to do a bit more of a corporate side, which is my background. So, hopefully we're the dream team and we're going to push the business forward.
Which we are. It's working well.
So, isn't it 3 weeks now?
3 weeks.
Congratulations.
It's been 3 weeks, yeah. Hasn't it? Yes, things have moved very, very fast.
Yeah, we've been out there. We've been meeting clients.
We've been going around the industrial states just knocking on doors.
Two heads better than one. You know, so basically, when I've been in business by myself, you know, basically you're having to make all the decisions yourself. You've got all the responsibility yourself. And obviously, you've got to do all the work yourself.
And then
with somebody else, you've got somebody to bounce ideas off. You just go faster.
Cold calling works anymore. You know, I don't think it's so much harder to make that call. So it's easier just to walk around the industrial and say, hi, can I speak to the decision maker, and smile. And it, you know, it works, isn't it?
And I think you kind of complement each other in a lot of ways, don't we?
Yeah, I think so.
That's nice.
I'm a bit more...
They're still in their honeymoon period.
Let's
have you back next year and see how you're doing.
Oh, I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, I'm
so sure. Back to you, Amanda.
Yeah,
let's talk a bit more about the industry.
More
itself.
About the industry and how it all works. Yep. So a recruitment company. So my sort of looking at it naively is you find jobs for people and put them in jobs.
People.
But how does that work? You know, how as a company, what type of things do you have to do? You have to find people looking for work, you have to find companies looking for
it's a balance,
employees.
Really. Sometimes you'll find that you have loads of people that you can't find work for, or you have loads of clients that you can't find temps for. That's kind of you'll find that, say, a job comes up and they'll say, Monique, can I have 5 HGV drivers? You'll have the HGV drivers. The next week, someone could say, you'll have a client, the factory, that wants 5 drivers, but you can't find the temps. It's never an even balance. You're always like balancing it all the time.
And do you work a lot with temps, or is it about permanent?
I tend to specialise in temps. That's kind of what I know.
Yeah.
I don't mind. I kind of like the stress of it. As awful as it is, I don't mind juggling.
Yeah.
You know, I think maybe it's because a woman. I think I'm quite multi-skilled. Absolutely. I don't mind the calls at 6 o'clock in the evening. I don't mind calls at 6 a.m. in the evening. I kind of like the challenge. Di's going to come along and try to build more of a perm. We do tend to perms as well. So we place someone, and after 13 weeks, if the client likes them, they can have them free of charge. We do that successfully. I've placed many people on temp to perm. Lots of clients like temp to perm. But also what we do, we'll go out, like this week I've been out to see a client, and I'll say to them, listen, can I come and do that job for 4 hours free of charge? So I will go out. Physically do the job for 4 hours.
Mm.
And then I think that when I am registering, speaking to these people, I know exactly what they've got to do.
Yeah.
What time's their break is, whether it's got a canteen, whether you need still safety boots, where the car park is, when you're going to get paid, what the perks, you know. So that's really helped me an awful lot.
So I guess, and that maybe makes you a bit more unique, by actually working for the company, you know, you can determine exactly what it is they're looking for. Therefore, you can find the exactly right person to do the job.
That is quite unusual for recruitment companies to do that. It's that's actually
most definitely. I've drove minibuses. Probably 6 months ago, I was taking a because I've got a granddad license. Because I'm in my 40s, I drove a truck across the Woolwich Ferry.
Oh yeah.
I was a runner for one of my local clients, which meant I think the guys had me over actually, because I literally was a runner, meaning I was doing all the runs. And I really do appreciate how hard it is for our drivers now, because the roads are busy.
Yeah.
They never stop. I thought, okay, it'll be easy. Come midday, I'll have a slower run. No, the M2012
was peak.
Consistent.
No, that's right.
It was actually quite stressful. As much as I have HGV drivers out, I was terrified because the pace was so fast.
Yeah.
So I've done all sorts. I've gone out and worked for the council. You know, when you go along the riverbanks, picking up the trolleys from the council. Mm. I've done a bit of everything. Worked in freezers, worked in fridges. I've tried my hand at loads of things, to be fair.
Yeah.
So what is your favourite that you've tried?
Do you want to know the honest truth?
Yes.
Fruit packing.
Really?
Yeah.
Bananas. Because I was able to stand and chat for an hour.
Nice.
I was just moving the bananas along, packing them, bananas. Yeah. And we was all, and I love the ambience of it, the people, the chat. You know, I like mixing and I like socialising.
So you must have seen quite a few changes in the types of job and the nature of the job.
Not all good, but lots of changes.
No, this, and
I do miss some of the older days, and because I'm older, I'm struggling to keep up with the pace, as we said. You know, I'm needing a little bit of help from my social media, which you'll get. I'll accept any help. Yes, I have seen some changes. I'm having to change, but I'm willing to change. That's the difference. And I really think there is a good place for the older woman in this industry.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. That's 100%. Well, that's the experience. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And I enjoy work. I enjoy working with people. I enjoy pleasing my clients.
She says that on air.
The thing is, you can walk into, you know, with a client or with a young, you know, somebody being recruited, a young person walking in.
It's intimidating. You can use your and ask for a job, isn't it?
But you can use your experience to the client, to go into a company, and you can go and say, look, this is how it is. I've seen all this before. You're not going to, have one
There's
over
so
on me.
There's so many agencies, aren't there? We are two to a penny. It's just what makes me different, and I think I make me different.
Yes, absolutely.
We're a small family-run independent business. You know, I say to my clients, if you call me up after 6 p.m, I'm really sorry, but my daughters will answer the phone, ACD, how can I help you?
Yeah.
But I think as long as I tell them that, that's what it's like, So they will always have the phone answered.
And they know that you'll probably do the best that you can for them. You know,
100%.
So you have that loyalty. Do you have a lot of temps coming back and back and back?
To be perfectly honest, say like I had 12 people out, 3 of those guys are probably the same guys that were with me 10 years ago.
Wow.
I have a guy who is 85. Yeah. I can't put him out because he's too old, but he still comes in for a coffee.
Oh,
I have
amazing.
Lots of people that are in my books that are still there 10 years ago. They just come, seasonal, isn't it? You know, I have the guys that will come in because they want to do the tractor driving, or I'll have an HGV driver that says, Monique, have you still got that contract? Kind of work in December.
Yeah.
What we don't get anymore, which we used to get, was an awful lot of students, because the contracts have changed and things have changed. So we don't tend to use the students anymore. But I would say that my temp retention is fantastic, actually.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah,
and that's definitely unique for ACD recruitment.
Yeah,
so I think that's definitely a USP.
And I guess the clients come back because they get the same,
And I guess that's something as well, which is really difficult when you're dealing with recruitment and dealing with temps. I'm in the events industry, so when you're getting temps for doing big events, it's really difficult to get people that are good and reliable. You get to a lot of young people that sort of... they want the temp job, but they won't necessarily commit to it.
You do, but it's down to vetting them correctly.
Yeah, it gets the thing,
isn't it? Having them sit down with an owl, find out exactly what makes them tick, what they want, and being honest with them. Because lots of people say, oh, yeah, I can give you this, I can give you that, and not follow it up. You need to find out where they live. Are they really going to turn up? Google them.
You can search everybody these days, can't you?
I don't use social media, but I probably do, actually, in a way that I don't even know.
Of course
I naturally
you do,
have evolved to use, I just think it's taking everybody individually, because everybody's different, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing, isn't it? And I guess you can then, if somebody comes into you and says, I want to do this, you can sort of like talk to them, find it, and say, would you advise them and say, like, I don't think that's suitable for you, but
100%.
Why don't you try this?
Yes.
Because I guess that's another thing as well with the younger generation. A lot of the time, they don't know what they want to do. They don't know what they're going to be good at necessarily until they've tried it.
We had a young guy come in the other day. He was 17. He didn't know what he wanted to do. He didn't have that much confidence, but we got him into an apprentice. And he never would have done that himself, but it's because we thought about him. We talked to him, found out what he liked. He liked woodwork. I spoke to a client that I know runs a timber yard, and he's in there now.
Fantastic.
So it does what, you know.
So it's actually listening to the people who are walking through the door.
Well, I do think agencies, we should talk to each other more. I really think we could help each other out more if we weren't so defensive about our rates, if we were more trusting.
Yeah.
And I really think generally we could help each other out. I'd love to help more people out if they could help me out.
Yeah. But I think that's the thing as well. And very much in Kent, there's a very much a close business community where people don't like to help each other. But in the industries out there, there's still a lot of the competition mentality rather than the collaboration mentality.
This is why I moved away from a corporate, because I didn't want that anymore.
Yeah, but the thing is, it is changing. Even up into corporate now, their mentality is beginning to change, and then people are beginning to realise that collaboration is so much better and stronger than competition. Because, there is plenty of work out there for everybody and a bit of share. And if it's something you can't help somebody with, you'd rather pass them over to somebody who knows specialised that.
I would have said, I've got friends that, still friends that are still in the industry that work for other agencies. Quite often I will pass those guys down to them because I haven't got the work. I'd rather they find work than not have work.
Mm.
Yeah. As just like if I can't supply a driver or supply someone, I'll always say to the clients, I'm really sorry, I can't help you this time. Please come back to me, as opposed to saying, hold on, I'll call you back and never find them that member of staff, which a lot of people do.
And we just had a tweet from Gemma at Orchard Employment Law.
Oh, hello, Gemma.
Yeah, she says, agreed, Monique, recruitment agencies should talk to each other. Hashtag collaboration.
Yeah.
Talk about collaboration.
Me and Gemma, we always talk, don't we, Gemma?
Yeah. Can you imagine them two in the room together?
Oh, Gemma's lovely.
Because we didn't have co-hosts. That's why we didn't have a co-host today. Otherwise, like, I wouldn't have got a word in it. Now, we was discussing off-air and we haven't touched on it yet, but obviously you've been going since 2004, but you've had a bit of downtime when you've had children and
Yeah, I've had children, so I've got married, I had...
You had a whole life.
So much has happened. In those 10 years, it's been like a roller coaster ride.
Mm.
I've had some ill health, I've got a mild form of spina bifida, and I had to have my spine fused, so I was out of business for an awful long time. I had a blue badge, that's how bad I was. I had carers coming in 4 times a day to physically take care of me, but luckily at the time...
To look at you now, that's...
Yeah, I know, it's amazing. I'm so lucky, but I really did go through a tough time.
Yeah.
I was born with it, you never would have known. They said we might have had to operate. My mum said no. And I think, obviously, it all went wrong when I was after I had the children. But, and to say Medway Council were absolutely fantastic, and the support network was amazing,
how
and they
long
got
were
me
you,
through it.
In that position, how long were you, suffering with the illness?
Quite a while. You know, when I worked for Blue Arrow, I actually had 2 months off because I had a bad spine. Yeah. I'd hospitalised quite a lot. But poorly... I'd say for about 18 months. And then once I had my surgery, I'm fine.
That's good. And then you've
had it at Stanmore, fantastic hospital, fantastic surgeon. He saved my life, actually.
Really? That's great. And so how
You were telling Diana before the show that actually you were still working when you were in Stanmore.
I was. I could
Stanmore
remember.
Stanmore was a specialist hospital?
Specialist hospital, yeah. Spinal hospital.
So you were there,
Stanmore.
Laid up in bed.
I was laid up in bed. And
in
I
pain,
think
and you were still working on the business.
I had, yeah. And I'd been, what's it when they have to be out of action? I was in a...
In traction or something.
No, when you're out and you're out of it.
Coma.
Induced coma. Anesthetic or
something. Something, anyway. I couldn't do anything for 3 days. I was totally out of it. And then when I did come round, I remember payroll had to be done. And I was on morphine and not feeling great, but I still did the payroll from my hospital bed. Because it had to be done. People had to be paid.
Yeah.
And I think that's the difference, isn't it? If it is your business, you will go that extra mile.
You will.
No matter, you know. Yeah, I've done it before where I have made errors with people's wages once, and I have physically gone round to each bank in the high street putting that money in there by midday because I know they need it. Because I'm only human at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Well, that's it at the end of the day. So what have your challenges been since building it? So the business was doing really well.
The business was doing fantastic, to be fair. Like I said, you know, we did do nearly a million turnover before I had the children. The children come along. Obviously, I can't maintain that. I didn't want to maintain that. Yeah. The girls come along and it was all about the kids. But I still enjoyed the lifestyle. What was I saying? I've lost my...
So what did you find? What were your struggles? What, you know, how did you... Because obviously, so it peaked off a little bit.
Childcare was difficult. Obviously, I've got a lovely husband. I love you, Darren. That was difficult. Childcare. Finding the right staff.
And premises? Are you working from home all this time?
I've always had an office. Okay. What I have done over the years is I did have a shop front, but what I did find is that the shop front only... people just kept coming in because they just wanted to get a stamp to say, yes, I'm looking for work. Now, physically, I'm at the George. If people come in there, I know they physically are actively looking for work.
Yeah.
So I've always had premises. I did work from home for 6 months when I was poorly, but no, we've always had a shop front.
Mm.
So what did you ask me again, Amanda? I've lost my...
No, it's fine. So what was your struggles or how did you find the process of getting back into it now the girls have grown up?
I never stopped. I just
slowed down.
Yeah. I just slowed down. But it's not been too bad, really, because I've got quite a good relationship with the clients. We've just been talking to lots of clients that used to use me. And Monique's such an unusual name, isn't it? You've found, haven't you? If you ring up and say, they're like, oh, yeah, I remember Monique, so it's not been that hard, actually.
Mm.
It's,
and
yeah,
I guess, it's quite distinctive.
Yeah,
and I've kept in contact with clients, even though I was ill.
Yeah.
They still... I build up relationships with people. They would have visited me at hospital. They would have sent me cards. It was never... I just told them, listen, I'm having a quiet 6 months, and they were very supportive.
I think isn't that the key in business, to build up those relationships over the years?
Exactly.
And then just keep them along, you know, keep them warm.
A lot of the time, you know, the customers buy into you as a person, Monique, because I hope they will me as well.
Yeah.
They'll love you.
And that's what, you know, that's what keeps them coming back, and, you know, they've seen you go.
They've seen me grow, haven't they? They've met me when I was 23, cheeky little chappy, no children. You know what it was like back then. It was totally different, a corporate image. You turn up in your nice little car, got an awful lot to say. talk about the weekend, what you done, how, where you going with your boyfriend, where you going on holiday. They've seen me evolve, haven't they? I've become a woman, a woman.
Yes, I'm a woman now.
And now I'm nearly 50, so they've seen me through the journey. They've seen me through ill health. They've seen me breastfeed even. Do you know what I mean? They've seen me.
Okay, really personal relationship with your clients.
Yeah, clients have come into the office. Clients have come into the office. Actually, it really sounds awful, but when I've been there with the children. But what I'm saying, they've seen me grow, peaks and troughs, and they're still there at the end of the day. But obviously, would like some new clients,
that's the whole point, isn't it? With business, you may have a good client base, but you always want more. You always need more because you're running a business at the end of the day.
Mm. So what do you see as the challenges in the recruitment market going forward? Because there's a lot of
social media.
Well, social media, but there's also a lot of websites, for example. Which is less personal, more impersonal. But then maybe they get the volume. I don't know. It's
lots of umbrella companies are quite difficult.
Okay.
I find umbrella companies quite difficult. What else would you say? I would find...
Can we unpick that? Just what's difficult about umbrella companies?
Well, in the sense that I run a PAY system, so I pay my temp from the beginning to the start.
Right.
HMRC, I know exactly what I'm doing. Umbrella companies are great, but it's quite hard to understand what they're doing. So it takes the control away from you, which could be a good thing, but for me, I find that quite negative. Also, you've got lots of companies, middle companies, margin. I'm not going to name any companies, but if I'm putting a driver out there... if I'm putting a driver out there and I'm working really hard, sweat and tears, just to maybe get £1.50 margin per hour, which isn't an awful lot. I'm not being greedy, but I've worked very hard for that. And then you get a middle party coming in and they want to take like 75 pence for you. And then it's kind of like, but you're that desperate for the business, sometimes you find yourself doing it.
Hmm.
And I don't want to be in that situation. And I think a lot of recruitment agencies have got caught in that net. Yeah. And a lot of clients have got caught in that net because they think, okay, we'll invoice under one umbrella and it's summer cheesy. But now they're pulling away.
Okay.
But they're tied in for long periods. That's, you go into this, I'd love to use you, Monique, but I'm tied into here. That's a problem.
Hmm.
So clients look at the middle man as a way of obviously making their life easier because they're getting, they're getting a company to do all of their invoicing, them to deal with one sort of agency effectively.
But they're not, but they're still calling you direct.
In the end, it actually affects them in the long term because their rates aren't as good anyway.
Yeah.
They're not getting as much competitive sort of rates from the clients themselves, and they're not actually being able to keep the drivers because the drivers aren't getting the rates they want.
Mm.
So it's... they're still getting that high turnover staff, which isn't good for anybody.
No, you haven't got employee satisfaction, have you? If you're not keeping your staff happy, they're not going to come back, are they?
Perfectly honest, they call it an agency, but these guys now, they're entitled to holiday pay, they get pension. I mean, it's not really temporary anymore, is it, in some respect? I mean, they're getting as many things as you would in a full-time job. So I think agencies have got an awful lot to offer, really.
Yeah,
I mean, you tell me now where you can get a full-time job. It's all what, 0%? What they call it, zero-hour contract. What's the difference between me and Asda, really? It's just the fact that I haven't got the contract.
Yeah.
I'll probably have a really good job at getting the guys in.
Yeah.
Because we offer them everything from start. And I don't think many people realise that they come to an agency, they're entitled to holiday pay, pension contributions. It's not, they're paid weekly. Everything's online now. They get their payslip directly coming for every Friday. And they've got us. They've got the support network.
Yeah.
I think that's the important thing, isn't it, is having that support network and having somebody that's looking after them, it wants to get the best for them.
Yeah, some backup and looking out for them, in the market. Because a lot of people are not necessarily confident. They just want a job because they want to pay the rent and they want to pay the mortgage and they just need a job. They don't want to do all the umbrella company and going out
And it's quite intimidating actually walking into an agency and saying, hey, can you give me some work?
Mm.
I've done that. I can remember that. Luckily, I'm not an intimidated soul. But what I'm saying, it's quite intimidating.
For some people, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Some
people. Yeah.
Some of these are grown men. Some people are just falling on hard times. That's what you need to remember. At the end of the day, everyone might have a mortgage. Everyone's got a story, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Every individual. For me, basically, I have seen profession after profession wiped out through my working life, and that's only going to get worse.
Yeah,
definitely. And
that means, and Paul would say this very strongly, that also means that other jobs will come up.
Well, that's the thing, it's evolving.
I'm actually quite optimistic about it. But what I'm saying is, somebody of my age, we're about the same age, we've had to surf wave after wave of changing culture in economics and in technology over the last 40 years of, or 35 years of my
working
life. So I
think about the children, the girls, what's their future? It's very exciting, but I don't know how to direct them now because it's changed, isn't it?
But I find it fascinating.
I'm kind of vocation,
sort of
all the way.
Split between the between the men and women. Basically, a lot of young men are not going to university because they see there's actually more money to be made as a trade, you know, in plumbing, driving, electrician, than going the university route where you get into a lot of debt. And then there's actually so many graduates now. There's no real necessarily way forward from a degree to a job.
Yeah.
And so why would you do that? Whereas a lot of, young girls, you know, students coming out, and there's actually now, I think, quite a big proportion of students are girls rather than boys.
Yeah, from the university.
You can see how that, yeah, I can see.
So maybe that affects your earnings over the years, you know, and certainly as you probably get a white collar job after being at university, then that means that hopefully that will even out the gender pay gap and things like that. But it also means that
also that's networking. I'm finding
it's a culture, almost a cultural difference in our society where you have female graduates and male non-graduates.
Yeah.
And that seems to be, I think that's kind of going to be an interesting challenge.
But one of the main things, and this is one of Paul's, give me the percentages, Paul, because I can never remember, but most of the students in school, college, leaving school now, will go into jobs that don't even exist yet.
Yeah.
They're jobs that, you know, they'll be, when they're moving on, when they're leaving, ready to leave school, the jobs aren't even there yet. And, you know, they don't exist. So most school leavers now, there's a certain percentage, but they will go into a job that doesn't even exist.
I've just noticed the time. So we're basically 5:02 the hour. I just want to do a shout out from Molly Moodle has said, listening live now, love listening to Monique.
Thank you, Molly.
And that's been retweeted by Gemma and by Tony Burke.
But the thing is, she's only just tuned in, Molly, so you didn't hear us talking about you earlier. If you want to know what we were saying about you, Molly, you need to listen to the show earlier.
how can listeners listen again? So that's always available.
We shall tell them at the end of the show, Mark, like we always do. Yeah, I love it. He keeps going off track. There's a plan.
We could talk forever. There's so many things to talk about. Really,
there is so much there. And the thing is, and it's been so great hearing from you, because it's about what makes you different in this world, and I guess it's like, what is your USP, but what makes you unique, Monique? Did you like the way that worked? What makes you unique? But it is about what makes you unique, and I think the fact that you are obviously so passionate about what you do, and you're so wanting to help the your temps find good work, and for your clients to find good people that are going to go in and do the job for you.
And it's a rewarding relationship.
Exactly. Is that your logo? Is that your slogan?
Yeah, it's just something
It should be. It's good. Write it down. But it's brilliant. So it's been so great hearing about you. So what's your, we've got just a couple of minutes. So what's your plans for the future? Where do you want to see your business going? Now you'll be sort of back at it, you know, the kids are older now, they can take care of themselves a little bit more. You're sort of like real going full force. You've got Diana on board now. So what's your future plans for the business?
I think we need to possibly at some point get a slightly bigger office. I think that I obviously want to double the business, but I think I want to make my sectors stronger.
Right, yeah.
You know, possibly I might have, say, 15 clients that actively use, but I'd like to have more. I'd like to build up my client base, really. Local clients.
Yep.
That's definitely what I need to be doing, really.
So that's in Medway Towns.
Medway Towns, Rochester, Maidstone, yeah. And also upsell on the clients I have got.
Yep.
Maximise, go out and let them know, listen, we're actually doing this now. We supply cleaners now. We can do this now. More of a one-stop shop.
Yes.
Yeah. Brilliant. Yeah. Work smarter.
It's what it's all about. Smarter, not harder. Yeah. If people want to find out more about you, where can they find you?
They can call me on 01634 940 888 or go on our Facebook page, which is, what is it, Di?
ACD Recruitment.
And your website is ACD Recruitment.
It's www.acdrecruitment.co.uk.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for coming and sharing
with
us today.
We had, I was quite nervous, but I've quite enjoyed it.
Exactly.
Well, exactly, yeah.
We will be back next week. On next week's show, I am joined by our cybersecurity expert is back, Richard Bell.
Fantastic.
And our guest is Sue Hainsby of Kylie & Lettins.
Oh,
it's going to be a great show.
Love Sue
Sue's
and
in.
Don't forget, talk about the cyber front.
Don't forget to listen to the show on Tuesday, The Business Bunker with Paul. He's got some more great guests.
Yep.
We'll be back next week. Have a great weekend, everybody, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
This is Channel 2.